Shalom to the saints of God, brothers and sisters, wherever you are listening from this morning. Know that God has brought you to this moment to remind you of who you truly are and how you are meant to live as His child. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this great opportunity you have given us again. Lord God Almighty, may you grant us understanding. Lord, reveal yourself unto us this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. By the grace of God, we are continuing with our sharing on what we title Christian Identity and the culture. This morning, I would like us to look into what an important identity of a Christian, and that is to say that we are the light of the world. Brethren, many believers understand that they are saved, but they are unsure of their identity and purpose in this world. They may pray, read the word, and attend church, yet still feel uncertain about who they are and how they should live. This is because we fail to understand the connection between Christian identity and Christian culture. Identity is who we are in Christ, while culture is how we live because of who we are. Jesus declared in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Notice carefully that Jesus does not tell us to try to become light. He tells us that we are light. This is our identity. Anyone that is in Christ Jesus is light. Our identity is light. He then commands us to let our light shine, which is our culture, the outward expression of our inner nature. A believer's life is meant to reveal the presence of Christ to the world. Amen. Christian identity begins with understanding that we are light by nature. We need to understand this, that we are light by nature. Jesus himself is the light of the world, as he said in John chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but we have the light of life." When we follow him, his light dwells within us, and that is why believers are called light bearers. Amen. Brethren, we do not generate this light ourselves. It is the presence of God in our hearts that illuminates the darkness. Amen. It's very good for us to understand that we do not generate this light ourselves. Amen. God's presence in our hearts causes the illumination. Amen. Apostle Paul speaks about this identity in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. So for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We can see here that identity is not just about behavior. It is a nature transformation. That scripture says, you are light in the Lord. That is what we are. Before salvation, we were in darkness, separated from God. But salvation changes our nature. We no longer belong to the old kingdom, but carry the nature of Christ. As we are made to understand in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it declares that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this is the spiritual DNA of a Christian. Transformed, renewed, and filled with light. Amen. Because identity produces a culture, our next focus is on how we live as children of light. Let us read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. It reads, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Hallelujah. This portion of the scripture teaches that the fruit of the light consists in goodness, righteousness, and truth. Our culture as believers should naturally flow from our identity. It is expressed in how we interact with people, the choices we make, and the values we uphold. Living as light means speaking truth instead of lies, acting with love instead of hatred, showing kindness instead of wickedness, walking in integrity instead of deception, and practicing forgiveness instead of revenge, and so on and so forth. Amen. Brothers and sisters, light does not fight darkness. Amen. Light need not to fight darkness. It naturally dispels it. Where there is light, you can't see darkness. Amen. Consider the example of a lighthouse. It does not battle the storm, but shines in the midst of darkness, guiding ships to safety. And this is the role of a believer in society: to shine, to guide, and to reflect the glory of God. The purpose of light is majorly influence and impact. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 reminds us that we let our light shine not for our own glory, but so that others may see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it also confirms that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, called to declare the praises of Him who brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. So our lives influence those around us. Even small acts of faith, love, and integrity can bring hope and transformation to a dark environment. So what our world needs today is the presence of the light bearers. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the source of our light is God Himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 teaches that God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the knowledge of His glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Our light is not self-generated. We need to understand this. We shine because His presence dwells within us. So, whosoever does not have the Spirit of God dwelling in him cannot reflect this light. Amen. Through this divine light, we can bring peace into this world, hope into where there is despair, and clarity into confusion. Our lives are meant to be a reflection of God's glory in a world that desperately needs it. And may the Lord help us to bring this reflection of God's glory to the world. Hallelujah. However, brethren, light and darkness often conflict. According to the book of John, chapter 3, verse 19 to 20. That place reminds us that some people love darkness because their deeds are evil. And because of that, believers may face opposition, rejection, and even many a time we are being misunderstood. The world may not understand us because we are no longer defined by its values. Yet this opposition often serves as confirmation that our light is active and effective. All right, let me read that scripture, John chapter 3, verse 19 and 18. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Amen. All right, brethren, there is also a danger, the danger of hiding our light. Jesus warned against placing light under a bushel, under a basket. The fear of criticism, desire for acceptance, or peer pressure can cause believers to conceal their identity and culture. But light only fulfills its purpose when it shines. Even a small light in a dark room can transform the space. Your workplace, your family, and your community need your light. Amen. May God help us to be the light of this world. So, brothers and sisters, how do we shine daily? How do we shine daily as the light? First, maintain intimacy with God through prayer and reading the word. Second, Demonstrate love, compassion, and kindness in all your interactions. Third, live with integrity, even when no one is watching. Fourth, stand for righteousness in every situation. Stand for righteousness in every situation. Fifth, share Christ's message through both words and actions. Hallelujah. Consistency in reflecting the light of Christ transforms environments and touches lives. Hallelujah. As you listen to me this morning, maybe you feel weak, misunderstood, or you are not accepted. Remember this. You are light. You carry God's presence, and your life has divine purpose. Even when darkness surrounds you, your light makes a difference. Your life is meant to influence, encourage, and glorify God. As I'm closing, let us summarize. Identity produces culture. Culture reveals identity. As Christians, our identity is that we are light in Christ. Our culture is how we live and let that light shine. Our purpose is to glorify God and influence the world for good. Our daily practice must reflect our heavenly identity. True love, truth, integrity, and holiness. Hallelujah. I want us to tell ourselves, I am the light of the world. God's life is in me. I shine wherever I go. My life brings glory to God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for revealing our identity as light. Empower us to walk daily as children of light. Remove fear, compromise, and doubt. Let our lives shine in homes, workplaces, and the communities. And may every action glorify you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, remember this as you go forth today. Your identity produces culture. Your culture reflects your identity. And your light impacts the world around you. Shine brightly. God bless you. Shalom.